Hongqi Village is home to around 100 members of China's Korean ethnic minority. The village is billed as China's top Korean ethnic village thanks to its booming tourism industry. However, many of the young people who call the village home leave, choosing not to return to Hongqi at the foot of the Changbai Mountains after they finish college. Instead, they seek work and other opportunities in more developed cities across the country. Some even go to South Korea to seek job opportunities since they're also Korean speakers, and it's easier for them to apply for work visas. But 26-year-old Kim Myeong is an exception.
After I graduated from middle school, I went to several places for jobs. But in 2013, I decided to come back to my hometown.
Working as a guide and dancer in Hongqi Village, Kim is now the only ethnic Korean among all other hand staff on the team. As Hongqi Village is becoming a more and more popular stopping point when people travel to the Changbai Mountains, Kim says sometimes she's even too busy to eat on time.
During the busiest of times, I can probably be the guide to more than 20 tour groups per day. And I remember once I took part in 11 performances in one day. In peak tourist season, sometimes I barely have time for lunch or dinner, so I might just take a quick bite during performance breaks on the stage.
Li Lanhong, another dancer on the performance team, says despite Kim's young age, she's a senior employee on the team who takes care of the newcomers.
I've performed with Kim since last year. She's optimistic and vivacious. She cares about people. Sometimes, when I feel uncomfortable, she comes and says, "Lanhong, let us work it out. You should take some rest." She has been working here for many years, and we are newcomers, so she takes care of us.
There are now 8 members on the performance team. Kim Myeong and other girls start their work at 8:20 a.m. and go home at 9 p.m. They can only take 2 days off each month, earning a month's salary of around 3,000 yuan or $447. Duan Jigang manages the canteen where Kim Myeong and other dancers perform. He's also the head of the guys and dancers in the village. He says most young people choose not to stay in the village, and that's why it's hard for him to employ more staff.
Kim is a very kind-hearted and unsophisticated girl. She takes the tasks I assign her very seriously and reports to me regularly. Now there are 5 people on our team who have to be both a guide and a performer. We considered employing more people, but we have limited human resources. People prefer living rather than staying in the village. They want to see the outside world.
Nevertheless, when being asked if she wants to go outside of the village for better job opportunities, Kim says she would like to stay home with her family. And more importantly, she wants more people to understand the culture of the Korean ethnic minority group.
My parents, my kids, and my husband are all here. I'm used to the life here. Although it looks like I'm just repeating the same thing day by day, the tourists are from different places. They can give me a different experience.
Kim adds that she has deep feelings about the village because it's home.
This is the place where I grew up. The seniors in the village watched me growing from childhood. During all these years I've been working here, I've witnessed more and more tourists coming and a better development of the village. I feel happy with all my heart. Although it's tiring, I think it's worthwhile. I hope more people will know about the culture of our Korean ethnic group.
Hongqi Village is located on the roadside, and people must pass by when they visit the Changbai Mountains. It welcomed 450,000 visitors last year with an annual tourism income of 400,000 yuan or $59,600. The village is the first of its kind in Yanbian Korean Autonomous Prefecture that has been lifted out of poverty by developing ethnic tourism. For CRI, I'm Huang Yue.